if I was talking about the buttons that a coat had, I might say, well, that coat's got fancy buttons, blank it. Just kind of fill in the blank of the gap. That coat's got fancy buttons, it.
Right. Doesn't it?
The word indicates position, where the buttons are.
On it.
Sure, okay. Told you this was strange. All right, and this verb I'm looking for. If you have something, well, if there's something across the room that I need, I might tell you, would you please need that?
Bring it to me.
Okay, but I already...
Got it.
Or same word, I already did to you.
Brought.
I have that to you before.
Brought.
Okay. And this word, I might say if I were trying on a coat, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly.
Fit perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if I need to go to the store to buy some more clothes to wear to church, I'd say I need to go to town to buy me a what?
Sunday clothes.
Or another word for the complete thing?
Suit.
All right. Not an old one, but a...
New suit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if I stuff a lot of things in my pocket so that my pocket begins to do like so...
Bulge.
Yeah. All right. And this verb, if you put a shirt in water that's too hot for it, you say it'll do what?
Shrink.
Yeah. I put that shirt in that hot water and it...
Shrink.
Yeah. And every time I've done it, it's...
Shrunk.
Okay. All right. This expression, if a girl is going out on a date and she's spending a lot of time in front of the mirror, you would say she's doing what?
Getting ready.
Okay.
Putting her makeup on.
Anything else that might indicate that she's...
Dressing.
Yeah. Or taking a lot of time with the cosmetics and everything, making sure she looks just exactly the way she wants to.
Just getting ready.
Did you ever say primping?
No.
What if a man is going through that same process?
Grooming.
Okay. What do you call the thing that women carry around with them and have all their stuff?
Purse.
Yeah. Do you have a name for something smaller than that with a metal clasp that they might keep changing?
Change purse.
Okay. And around their wrist they might wear a...
Watch.
Or a...
Bracelet.
Okay. What about around the neck?
Necklace.
Would you call it anything different if it were beads or pearls?
Necklace.
Yeah, would you ever say string of beads?
Yes. String of pearls, string of beads.
Sure. Something that you would hold over your head to keep rain off of you.
Umbrella.
Anything else?
No.
What about the word parasol?
Yeah, parasol would be old fashioned.
Be a what?
Kind of old fashioned.
But it would be the same.
Same thing.
There's no feminine kind of connotation there?
Yes, it's feminine. Like a parasol is kind of like sunshade.
Right.
You know, lacy or something.
Right. Okay. All right, talking about a bed, the last thing that you would put on a bed when you're making it up?
Cover, quilt.
Okay. Comforter. What's the difference between quilt and comforter?
Comforter's usually like down or something.
Mm-hmm.
About, it's not a full length blanket. Well, I take that back. It is. It's more of a, like a down, a real heavy thing.
Okay. Is there anything maybe that's not quite as heavy as either a comforter or a quilt?
Sheet.
Okay. What would you put on top of the sheet?
Bedspread.
Right. Okay. You ever heard any old fashioned words for bedspread?
Coverlet.
Yeah. Ever heard of counterpane or counterpin?
No.
Okay. And you rest your head on a
pillow.
Right. Have you ever